When he was at the University of Cincinnati, James Avant IV was diagnosed with obsessive-compulsive disorder. To help cope with his anxiety, he turned to baking. And in 2014, James launched OCD Cakes, a bakery with a mental health awareness mission. In January this year, he started Bakeology, which offers affordable cooking classes. Both businesses are run out of the Findlay Kitchen at Findlay Market. James Avant spoke with me about OCD Cakes and how his bakery helped him with his obsessive-compulsive disorder. James, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Now, tell me about what led you to start OCD Cakes.
So OCD Cakes is actually a byproduct of my ongoing journey with anxiety. In college, I experienced some symptoms of OCD or obsessive compulsive disorder that seemingly got a little bit worse as I got through my collegiate career. And so I went through therapy. I went through an actual diagnosis of OCD, and baking kind of turned out to be the way that I was able to manage my anxiety. And that kind of bred OCD Cakes, or obsessive cake disorder.
Obsessive cake disorder. Now, you're by no means trying to be disrespectful of
people. In no means am I trying to be disrespectful. And that's, I think having OCD allows me to really be able to make light of it, not necessarily make fun of it, but make light, because it is a disorder and disease that does debilitate a lot of people. But I would just want to show people that, you can be a functioning, high contributing member to society and still have an illness.
Now, you were first diagnosed, in college?
Yes, right? my sophomore year of college.
Yeah, how much of an impact was it having on your life at that point?
It had an incredible impact. I was put on medication. First of all, I was cleaning over 8 hours a day. I was heavily involved in my extracurricular activities at school, high-performing student. And so, that started to kind of eat away a little bit at my performance in college. And so in conjunction with my anxiety and being on medication, it caused my GPA to drop significantly. And I really kind of backed away from a lot of extracurricular involvement.
Now, I understand that the TV show Two Broke Girls also influenced you to some extent into
Absolutely.
Starting this business.
So Two Broke Girls was actually those two are Caroline and Max are very similar to one of my best friends and I. We lived together at the time. And so he was kind of the finance person in the beginning, and I was making all the cupcakes and coming up with the product. And so we found a lot of similarities and thought, hey, let's try this out for real.
Now, talk about how this business has helped you. I mean, has it helped you deal with your anxiety and
Absolutely.
Your OCD? Okay.
So my business has really caused me to put my product before my anxiety. And that meaning that the cake that I'm charging $30 for, I can't spend 3 hours icing and re-icing. And so it's caused me to become a lot more efficient and really kind of say, you know what, James, you may be really stressed about this, but guess what? Your client thinks that this is the most awesome thing that they've ever tasted or seen, and they don't know any of the time you put into it, so you really don't need to worry about it.
So this has helped you focus more.
Absolutely.
Okay. How are you using the business to help promote mental health? I think that's one of the big aspects people need to understand.
Yes. So as a part of kind of my secondary mission of OCD Cakes is that, I exist to take a bite out of the stigma surrounding mental health through cake. And I use cake because it's a simple staple that, we all can enjoy. And when you pair something really simple and familiar like cake and with something unfamiliar like anxiety and mental illness, you can create conversations around that. So I give part of my proceeds back to local agencies and initiatives that coincide with my mission, things like, Active Minds and Mental Health America and NAMI. In addition, I do a lot of free talks at schools and elementary schools and high schools about anxiety and mental illness and how we can be more proactive in not only learning more, but seeking help if we need it.
You think OCD is one of those disorders that people just don't understand, because oftentimes you'll hear people say, I'm OCD, and they're not really. They just mean that maybe they're a little pickier or a little bit of an organizational or cleanliness fanatic, so they don't truly understand what
exactly.
OCD is.
So true OCD or true obsessive compulsive disorder is not something that, it's just a quirk. It really affects your daily life and how you live. When your anxiety takes over, your ability to, let's say, be at work on time or, make certain appointments. If you really have to stop and do these things without some relief, that's really characteristic of true OCD.
Now, when you were starting off in college, did you see yourself going down this path?
Absolutely not. You know what? My major in college was neurobiology, and my minor was Spanish, and so I was dead set on becoming a neurosurgeon. You know, I had started doing research at Children's Hospital my freshman year in high school all the way through my senior year of college, and it was really not anything that I thought I would deviate from at all.
Now, you're one of the founding members of Findlay Kitchen, right?
Correct.
Findlay Market. Now, first off, tell us a little bit about Findlay Kitchen, and then tell us how that's helped boost your business.
Yeah. So Findlay Kitchen is essentially a co-op space or a cooperative space where member businesses can go in, rent out space per use. And so, you know, you have a few different models that are set up for the type of business that you're running, but it really allows you to start a business or grow your business with low capital up front.
Mm-hmm. And what's this meant to you?
So to me, it's been a place where I can really expand my brand and my business and reach a lot more people in the community. I went from baking 48 cupcakes at a time in my home kitchen to 480 in a batch. Exactly. So it's been incredible.
Yeah. Now, recently you won the grand prize in the Artworks Big Pitch competition. I think that was $15,000.
Yes, it was.
Now, what are you going to use that money for?
So that money is to launch Bakeology, which is a community kitchen with the goal of bringing you, our friends and neighbors, around the table to eat, build, and create community. And that idea kind of came after working as a local culinary instructor for a year and seeing that, you know, access was something that was not readily available to everyone in terms of food preparation and the social experience that is surrounded by food.
So you view baking as a way of uniting people?
Absolutely. I'm all about bringing people around food because food is something we need to survive. And when you make it fun, people love to live and they love to thrive.
Yeah. Tell me about some of the things you bake.
So professionally, I do a lot of cakes, macarons, cookies, and eclairs. But on my free time, I like to kind of dabble more into pies and some more savory things. People ask me all the time, like, why aren't you, you know, as big as a house? And it's honestly because, you know, I see it every day. I make it every day, and I really kind of don't need to eat it as often.
Okay, so you've got a resistance to it because you bake it so often.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
See, now I wouldn't have that kind of willpower. I'd be eating my product all the time. Where do you see all this taking you in the next few years?
So, you know, I want to be part of the ecosystem in Cincinnati that is really getting people access to food, involved with some of the food deserts around town, integrating my system into school systems in terms of baking and being more mindful about food and food preparation. I'm really passionate about teaching, so at some point I'd like to make that more of my focus and have someone take over OCD Cakes as a passionate baker. But I'm really excited about getting people passionate about food, community, and people.
Do you think your story offers some hope to people who suffer from OCD? Because I don't think people, unless they've experienced it, I don't think they realize how debilitating
it really is. You know, every time I go and speak publicly about my OCD or my anxiety, I always have someone come up to me, whether it's a family member of someone suffering or someone suffering themselves, and they are really thankful that I, you know, shared my story. It takes a lot to be able to be vulnerable in front of people, especially when they don't understand what you're going through. And I think that that's incredibly valuable to people who suffer from OCD.
But I guess your advice to someone with OCD would be find something you can focus on like I
exactly,
did.
Exactly, like my baking.
James, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been great being here.
James Avant IV, he's the founder of OCD Cakes and Bakeology.